Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to effectively describe a book or article that changed your perspective in IELTS speaking. As an IELTS examiner and experienced English teacher, I often encounter candidates struggling to articulate their thoughts when asked to describe a book or article that changed their perspective. This topic is a common one in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2, and can also lead to follow-up questions in Part 3. In this guide, I'll provide you with strategies, sample answers, and key vocabulary to help you excel in this task. Understanding the task. When asked to describe a book or article that changed your perspective, the examiner is looking for your ability to clearly describe the content of the book or article. Explain how it impacted your thinking. Provide specific examples of how your perspective changed. Use a range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Let's break down each part of the IELTS speaking test and see how this topic might be addressed. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While this topic is more likely to appear in Part 2, you might encounter related questions in Part 1. Here are some possible questions. Do you enjoy reading? What kind of books or articles do you usually read? How often do you read for pleasure? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you enjoy reading? Yes, I do enjoy reading. I try to read a bit every day, usually before bed. It helps me relax and learn new things. Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about reading. I find it to be an incredibly enriching experience that not only broadens my horizons, but also stimulates my imagination. I make it a point to dedicate at least an hour each day to reading, as it's a habit I believe is crucial for personal growth and lifelong learning. Part 2, Long Term. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a book or article that changed your perspective on something. You should say what the book or article was about, when and where you read it, how it changed your perspective, and explain why this change in perspective was significant to you. Sample answer, band 6-7. The book that changed my perspective was The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. I read it last year during my summer vacation. It's about how small changes can have big effects in society. The book made me think differently about how trends and ideas spread. It showed me that it's not always big things that cause change, but often small things that add up. This change in perspective was important because it made me more aware of the little things I do every day. I realized that even small actions can have a big impact if enough people do them. Sample answer, band 8-9. The book that profoundly altered my perspective was Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind by Yuval Noah Harari. I devoured this thought-provoking work during a long-haul flight to New York last summer, and I found myself completely engrossed from start to finish. Harari's book offers a sweeping overview of human history, from the emergence of Homo sapiens in Africa to the present day. What struck me most was his compelling argument that much of what we consider natural or given in our society, things like money, nations, and even human rights, are actually social constructs that exist only in our collective imagination. This book fundamentally changed my perspective on human society and our place in the world. It made me question many assumptions I had taken for granted and prompted me to think more critically about the structures and beliefs that shape our world. This shift in perspective has been incredibly significant for me. It's made me more open-minded and willing to challenge established ideas. I've become more aware of the power of collective beliefs in shaping our reality, and it's inspired me to be more thoughtful about the narratives I buy into and propagate. In essence, it's made me a more critical thinker and a more engaged citizen of the world. Follow-up questions. How has this book influenced your daily life? Would you recommend this book to others? Why or why not? Sample answers. Question 1, band 6-7. This book has influenced my daily life by making me more aware of how small actions can lead to big changes. I try to be more mindful of my habits and choices now. Question 1, band 8-9. The insights gleaned from Sapiens have permeated various aspects of my daily life. I find myself constantly questioning the status quo and examining the underlying reasons for societal norms and practices. This heightened awareness has led me to make more conscious decisions about my consumption habits, my interactions with others, and even my career choices. I've become more interested in understanding diverse perspectives and challenging my own biases, which I believe has made me a more empathetic and thoughtful individual. Question 2. Yes, I would recommend this book to others. It's very interesting and can help people understand how society works better. Question 2, Band-Aid 9. I would wholeheartedly recommend this book to others, particularly those who are intellectually curious and open to having their worldview challenged. Harari's work provides a unique lens through which to view human history and society, offering insights that are both illuminating and transformative. However, I would caution that it's a book that requires critical engagement. It's not meant to be taken as gospel, but rather as a starting point for deeper reflection and discussion about the nature of human society and our shared future. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some examples. How do books and articles influence people's perspectives in general? Do you think it's important for people to read materials that challenge their existing views? Why or why not? In the digital age, how has the way people consume information changed, and what impact does this have on shaping perspectives? Let's look at a sample answer for the second question. Do you think it's important for people to read materials that challenge their existing views? Why or why not? Yes, I think it's important to read things that challenge our views. It helps us learn new ideas and understand different opinions. This can make us more open-minded and better at solving problems. I firmly believe that engaging with materials that challenge our existing views is not just important, but essential for personal growth and societal progress. When we expose ourselves to diverse perspectives, we broaden our understanding of the world and develop a more nuanced view of complex issues. Reading challenging material stimulates critical thinking and encourages us to question our assumptions. This process can be uncomfortable, but it's through this discomfort that we often experience the most significant personal growth. It helps us develop intellectual humility, the recognition that our own views may be limited or flawed. Moreover, in an increasingly polarized world, the ability to understand and empathize with different viewpoints is crucial. By actively seeking out challenging material, we can bridge divides and foster more constructive dialogue across ideological lines. This doesn't mean we have to agree with everything we read, but it does mean we should be open to considering alternative viewpoints and refining our own beliefs based on new information. Ultimately, reading materials that challenge our views is a cornerstone of lifelong learning and a key component of maintaining a vibrant, democratic society. It's through this process that we can hope to find innovative solutions to complex problems and create a more understanding and inclusive world. Key vocabulary and phrases. To score high in your IELTS speaking test when discussing a book or article that changed your perspective, consider using these words and phrases. Paradigm shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, reading that book caused a paradigm shift in my understanding of economics. Eye-opening, adjective, revealing something previously unknown or unrecognized. Example, the article was truly eye-opening, revealing aspects of climate change I had never considered. To broaden one's horizons, phrase, to expand one's range of interests, experiences, and knowledge. Example, travel books often broaden one's horizons, introducing readers to new cultures and ways of life. Thought-provoking, adjective, stimulating careful consideration or attention. Example, the author's thought-provoking arguments challenged many of my preconceived notions. To challenge assumptions, phrase, to question or test established beliefs or ideas. Example, this book effectively challenges assumptions about gender roles in society. Perspective-altering, adjective, causing a significant change in one's point of view. Example, it was a perspective-altering read that made me reconsider my career path. To shed light on, phrase, to clarify or explain something. Example, the article shed light on the complexities of international diplomacy. Paradigm, noun, a typical example or pattern of something, a model. Example, the book presented a new paradigm for understanding human behavior. To resonate with phrase, to evoke a feeling of shared emotion or belief. Example, the author's personal story resonated with me deeply. To grapple with phrase, to struggle with or work hard to deal with or understand something difficult. Example, after reading the book, I found myself grappling with complex ethical questions. Examiner's advice. To excel in describing a book or article that changed your perspective in the IELTS speaking test. Prepare in advance. Think of a few books or articles that have influenced you and practice talking about them. Be specific. Provide concrete examples of how your perspective changed. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate some of the key phrases mentioned above, but ensure you use them naturally and correctly. Show reflection. Demonstrate that you've thought deeply about how the book or article affected you. Structure your answer. In part 2, use the cue card to organize your thoughts. In part 3, use linking words to connect your ideas logically. Practice speaking. Record yourself answering sample questions and listen back to identify areas for improvement. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural speaking rhythm. By following these tips and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well prepared to discuss how a book or article changed your perspective in your IELTS speaking test. For more IELTS speaking practice, check out our guides on describing a person who has influenced your professional growth and describing a time when you were involved in a debate.